This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, I've heard that before.
You have?
I've heard it before. Not at my house, but I have heard it before, yeah.
This is some Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, she's nice. No, look, I'm open to everything. I said in my house, but I've heard it out when I'm in public.
Oh, okay.
She's nice.
Yeah.
She's nice, yeah.
It surprises me a little bit because she's my generation, Doc, you know?
But I'm well versed. I just don't play music that I don't like. I like that, and I like her.
Okay.
But no, I'd be entertained if you had a symphony going. I could be entertained. Yeah, I mean, no, it don't matter. But you're not gonna get my blood going.
Nah, not at all.
Unless it's got to be just be right. I'd have been a pretty good person in the rock and roll era, but. Like my boy Chris, heavy metal. You wouldn't believe your boy been to the Stones concert at the USA Arena.
I wouldn't put it past him.
No, I have.
Oh, man. You have. Yes. I thought you were saying heavy metal Chris.
No, Chris has been to 100 of them.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I can't say I've been to one. Yeah, and I can appreciate them. It's just so damn loud. And as a rookie, I wasn't prepared with the ear protection. And but no, they're talented, and I can get it. But I go, you know, it's the beauty about music, man. It crosses so many different barriers. And heavy metal, that's why he's such a treat to work with him, because this brother might have been to 1,000 concerts. He ain't just talk. He walks the walk. When it comes to heavy metal. And it's really the most athletic form of work, because these people, they like run a marathon in a concert. You really got to have some stamina. And I appreciate it. Yeah. Now, what's going on with the stadium? I understand you got kind of excited, and then you got Linnell BTP _, because y'all will jump on anything. And run with it like it's a 12-car accident on the Beltway. So what really happened?
The latest anyway. So we're going to play some sound from Eric Flack. He was on with Grant and Danny. Okay. Danny and Toby.
That's right.
Toby's filling in for Grant because he just had his fourth kid.
The youngest in charge, Toby Altizer. Yes, right. He's been working with Danny. Yeah. What's so funny?
I mean, it's just so funny that you call him the youngest in charge when
Linnell
proclaims himself to be.
But Linnell is 27 years old. You know how old Toby is?
26.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, and if these young producers that are coming on, I wouldn't put too much pressure on them. Now, we got a good group of young producers that are coming through in the farm system now that are impressive. And they're younger. It's 21. No, it's good. Boston's done a good job of bringing in good talent. I don't know how an old dude can think he's the youngest in charge. It doesn't make any sense at all. But anyway, but he's now. But so is this a WWE deal on his part where he's flaming the fanning the flames and getting everybody all excited? Nerve. What are you excited? Most people, and Coach said another one, empty barrel makes the most noise.
Mm.
Most people bitching and hollering about a politician, they ain't spent a dime in this campaign. So there's an empty barrel. You think the D.C. County, you don't, do you really think they want a stadium in the District of Columbia?
I don't know. I don't know.
They love that, and they're smart to name recognition. Publicity, people know who they are. Most people couldn't pick them out of a lineup.
Are you saying the politicians or are you saying the D.C. residents?
No, well,
the residents want it. I'm pretty sure.
They want it because what they stuck with, a building that's been broken apart for years, sitting there like an eyesore.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to come over there and give you anything unless they have a reason to.
Mm-hmm.
Your value is your location, location, location. When has anybody ever done something just for the right reasons?
Yeah.
In our culture. So if you have a valuable piece of real estate, you better maximize it, and that'll help you. Well, you know, they're going to, well, how you living now?
Yeah.
I want more grocery stores. It's a concrete jungle in a lot of areas. I want everything to be the same when it comes structure in terms of food, entertainment, mm-hmm. value. So the young kids grow up with an idea of, oh, this is just normal. It's not. It's normal. Having a shopping center or a grocery store, it's normal. It's abnormal. Not a liquor store does not count as a grocery store. So I want to see if you can help clean that up, then you got my attention. Otherwise, unless you're going to be as good as I hope they are right now, whatever. Here's what you pissed me off with. Now you're taking FIVA away. You're taking college national championship
mm-hmm.
away. Now you're really getting me irritated.
Yeah.
Because I want them things here.
Exactly.
Yeah, put the team wherever you want to put it. But give me a chance to attract some large global events in the nation's capital, you nitwits, where people want to come and spend money to see the monuments and to see the attractions. How ignorant can you be to take yourself out of that? Who running down there now? Are they scared to death? They got to have an AK on them to go somewhere?
I mean, we're still in the running. It's just more so yesterday was the last day that the Commanders and the district could negotiate with one another exclusively. So now, you know, Maryland, Virginia, they're back in the equation. And Eric Flack, he was on with Danny and Toby, and he discussed what it now means that we're past the July 15th deadline.
Eric, it is July 16th, so we are past the deadline. What does that mean?
Well, it means that people are starting to get nervous around the stadium agreement between D.C. and the Commanders. I've learned today that Maryland and Virginia have both reached out to the Commanders about trying to get back in the game, so to speak, for building the team's new stadium in the wake of this exclusivity clause expiring with D.C., basically, as part of the agreement between the mayor and the team, the D.C. Council had until July 15th, which was yesterday, to approve the agreement without the team, the Commanders, being able to talk to anybody else. That window has expired, so now we're not back to square one, but the Commanders are no longer legally bound to only talk to D.C. Now, this doesn't mean that the D.C. stadium deal is dead by any means. D.C. Council has raised a number of red flags, specifically about the $1.1 billion taxpayer price tag that is attached to this deal, and have indicated that they're going to need some time to kind of scrutinize it before they approve it. What that timeline is, nobody really knows. But what this does mean is that they're entering a phase where they're kind of playing with fire, I think one source kind of told me, where is, you know, the Commanders have to start making contingency plans for what would happen if this D.C. RFK deal just kind of falls apart.
You need some music now. It's like Dragnet. He's good. He made it sound like he was really serious.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah, it ain't.
It definitely is. And I think he had a follow-up comment on whether or not the D.C. Council should feel threatened by Maryland possibly getting back involved.
So for me, if I'm D.C., I'm not threatened certainly by Virginia. I mean, it, you know, unless the Commanders need to see memes or something, like that's empty. Maryland, I don't get the sense that they're really ready with a serious offer that's even on the table. I wouldn't be threatened by this, but maybe that's just my own cynicism. Eric, your thoughts?
I think Danny, that the deal with Maryland is that they have a site. And that you're right about Virginia is that it's all pie in the sky because there's just no site. But, you know, Maryland has a site. And when you have a site, you have a chance. And so, you know, I read somewhere that, you know, publicly Westmore is saying, you know, we're not really focused on that. I think privately what I'm being told is that Maryland is just reminding the Commanders we are ready to go and ready to hammer something out. If this deal falls apart. And I think, you know, there's a lot of timeline questions that are happening right now. I've been told today that, you know, if this vote extends past July, we're already talking about the stadium not being ready, even if it is in D.C. by the 2030 season, which was something that the team really, really wanted to see happen. But, you know, at a certain point, I think the team and possibly and almost certainly states like Maryland have to like be ready to go if in fact the unthinkable were to happen, which is that the deal just completely falls apart. And with, you know, politics and DC council specifically, I think unpredictability is the only thing that you can predict.
Well, all right. I guess if you're Virginia or Maryland, you're optimistic.
As a fan and as a DC resident, I'm not happy to hear this. Just saying.
You're a resident. You're paying the mortgage or the rent. Or are you being sponsored?
That's a great question.
Okay, thank you. Let's leave it alone. Yeah. I refuse to take the bait. It's almost like Terry's negotiation. Everybody's negotiating. Yeah. So do what you got to do. I'm not emotionally tied to it because one of the things that bringing the uniform, old uniform back does is that when I look at them, I don't see my teams. Just the visual of it does not translate to me. I like them because of where they are and the color and for sentimental, you know, whatever. But the more they look like that was going to be you. You're not going to believe, because you're still very young, the Seattle Seahawks game, they may have to shut that dang thing down and postpone the game. It's going to be so many people there. They're not going to have enough seats because they're going to tie a knot to the past that they don't even touch now. You got to understand, there's a third or more. Well, man, there's a ton of folk that are done. Because when they look on the field, they don't see their team. When they make this move, watch what happens. Tsunami-like effect that it's going to have. And if they win on it with it on against Seattle, and James Arthur Monk is in the building, they're going to see what they could have if they close that link and establish that relationship sincerely and meet the demands of the people that are that entrenched, whether they're right or wrong, they believe it. And this is what it's going to be, that come to Jesus moment, that I want to see what happens. There's a group of you'll never get back. Let's change name. That'll never happen. And I go, if you allow somebody to kill your joy to that, you have the right to do that. Why would I stand in the way of that? Be you. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait. Big Tony, boy, he loves you. He's got his person typing for him, too, because you know he can't text. Give me Homie, Puka, A.J. Brown, Gibbs. Receivers. Think about that. We'll be back. Stay with us. You know, I've been thinking, I was trying to get a comp for you as, you know, as a baller. Since I've seen some of your game.
Uh-huh.
Bradley Beal.
You think Bradley Beal is me?
No, I think your stroke is a lot like Brad's.
Okay.
But
that's
I don't know.
That's a compliment. My friends would not think that.
No, because you shoot at the top. You got a nice top uh-huh. release.
Yep.
And you're balanced. And Brad's always balanced. That's what... I remember your jump shot at prep, and I'm looking at his jump shot. Yeah, but I like Brad. I just tired. I just so feel so bad. He got caught up here in the clown show.
I mean, the thing is, when he was here, though, he was very productive. Him and Russ took us to the brink of the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I didn't say he couldn't play. I'm just saying that I'm sorry he got caught up in it because chances are now he'll never win.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, you can sign him for cheap, though. Like, he's on a 2-year, $11 million deal. Two?
Well, one thing about it, he took care of it. The money's good.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
He's good.
He got that guaranteed.
And the Clippers are loaded.
Uh-huh.
But again, the claw, if healthy, but again, how long are we going to keep saying this? And at some point, his behind going to be old, too.
He was healthy last year, Doc.
No, he was a monster until he wasn't.
In the playoffs, he was healthy.
Until he wasn't.
I think game 7, we all know who to attribute that to.
Oh, no.
Mr. Harden himself.
Look, James Harden, and I call him Porky Pig. And I tell you what, I don't dislike him. Usually I dislike somebody that holds talent hostage. I can't take my eyes off him when he's out there. And I kind of pulled that he has success because he's so good until that moment.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to overcome that. And will he stop shooting? He can do other things. He's an interesting case. But I always get discouraged when I start talking about him because I know somewhere Big Tony's thinking, why are you talking about this dude who never wins when you all about winning? So I'll rest my case. And Ballmer's facility, their place is silly. My next trip to the West Coast, I have to see it in person. Because that arena, yeah, it's if you're going to build an arena and you're talking about doing something like that, count me in. I'll buy some popcorn. It's nasty. Clippers are legit if they stay healthy. You know.
They are legit, but Doc, we need James Harden to show up in these pivotal game sevens. It's just too many times game 7 comes around. Because game 6, he was phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Oh, no,
offensively, defensively, getting everybody involved.
Everything.
Then game 7 comes in, he can't hit the side of a barn.
Yeah, he's struggling in that instance. And so you know it's mental.
Yeah.
That's the one thing about it. He should probably seek help. No, I'm serious. Mental health, there's nothing funny about it. Are you not? It's not you're weird. It is you're smart to seek help at something that maybe you don't quite understand. And I'm glad that we discuss it that way now. And not like somebody's wrong or they're broken. At 6:28 here in the nation's capital coming up, let's take a quick break. Christy Winters. I don't believe it. You've been teasing me for 2 days. I said, can we get Christy Winters on? Just lie and tell her that we're important. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, Sookie, Sookie. 6:32 in the nation's capital. Now, I'm aging gracefully, as I might add, but I do feel always strange, and I can't look at our next guest without laughing, because every time I look at her, I start cracking up, because I saw her high school career. She was a flat-out beast, and when I say dominant, see, you don't understand what I mean by dominant. Shaquille O'Neal-type dominance. I mean, she was like, but shooting it like Jokic. And she was, and I'm telling you, man, and she's in high school, and I'm covering it. And Reston, she's a terror. She's a champion. And when I love to hear her talk about the game, because you know she's a beast. When you watch her describe a game, it's physical, and it's energy. And now she's got a product with these young Mystics that I love watching her work. Christy Winter Scott joins the show, the Hoffman Show, DOC, DHN. My dear, you know I'm not lying. I love watching you do your thing on the floor as a turtle, a champion, but you are smoking it on the microphone, and it looks like you've got a product right now that is worthy of your expertise.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, thank you for all of the kind words. I certainly appreciate it, and that is true, because we just laugh for about 10 seconds before we even say anything when we see each other.
I love it.
No, I appreciate it, but yeah, these young Mystics, I'm going to tell you what, there's no quit. And they have this mentality that they are fearless and ready for the moment, and they've proven it time and time again. So it's truly a joy for me to sit there as a witness and also to describe what is unfolding in front of our very eyes. But it's just thrilling to see what's happening with the Mystics this year.
I don't know at their age, if they, how far they go historically. I know when I played, we knew who was doing the games. I think It creates pressure, especially for the big. Eriefin is so, she is so fun to watch for me because she's an athletic big.
Yeah.
That is so versatile. And I know I'm not taking away anything from homegrown Chicago. That's more Rodman-like. This girl here is so athletic. She's a dual threat because she can beat you two ways or so. And she didn't have to do it alone. You got size. You've got guard play. They didn't do as well against the purple and gold in their last outing, but they understood why. They got kind of caught off a little adrenaline high of those three big wins, or two big wins, rather. And so they were riding that crest. And L.A. just flat out trapped them, put them in a trick bag, and they couldn't get out. But I'm already looking forward to the rematch following the All-Star game. So you tell me, why is this team different?
This team is different because, number one, they have depth, and I think that has been a key. They have health. I think that is also a key. And they have great leadership, right? And I think leadership starts in the front office, and then it trickles on down to the coaching staff. But then the leaders who are actually on the floor, the vets, I think they have done an incredible job as being just great teachers of the blueprint of what it takes to win. And that doesn't mean, and you know, you've coached and played, you understand, you know, just because you know what to do, it doesn't mean that it always results in a win in the win column, but you get wins with what you understand a little bit better. And going to what your point was, you know, about the LA game yesterday, it was, you know, they had to learn. They were getting blitzed. Sonia Citron was getting blitzed. You know, they were trying to get the basketball out of Brittany Sykes' hands right there over the half-court line and putting her in the coffin corner in a blitz, right? So it was a lot. But I think that is going to help them moving forward to understand what not to do. So that in and of itself is a win, if you're with me on that notion. Yeah. But I just think that's why this team is so good. And I think you have a player like Brittany Sykes, who is a dog. She's had her fair share of injuries, but she has the persistence. And it's team first. And you just hear and watch her in practices, and you know, you're just amazed with how well she explains everything. Same for Steph Dolson, who was a champ, in the WNBA in Chicago. So, I mean, you have these great teachers of the game who are also wearing a uniform. So I think all of it encompasses solid leadership, but I think that's what I've seen the most, right? And those rookies are sponges when it comes to taking in the information and not just taking it in, but actually trying to do it. Whether they're successful with it or not, they're going to try, and they're going to put it on the floor. And if they don't get it on that first try, they're going to do it 10 more times until they get it right. And I just think that there's a lot to be said for that type of mental resilience and fortitude.
Yeah, Shakira Austin. I mean, she beast. Another one. And you got size. You know, some teams are good and they have incredible guard play or shooters, but you're big and you're athletic. Yeah. And as you mentioned with Slim cutting things up, it's got to be exciting going into the break. And I am glad, as you mentioned repeatedly, that they come out and they see the sparks again so we can measure.
Yeah.
You know, where 11-11, what does that mean? I just think it means that they're all have bought in. Now, I haven't always been the most enthusiastic person when it comes to the men's side because I keep hearing for years, defense, and they don't play a lick of it. Okay. And then with this new regime coming in, I hear it, and I put on the boob tube the other day, and I lost my mind in the basement.
Hello. Yeah, I love it. And the man came down there listening.
No. You know what I heard? I heard Gary Williams and John Thompson screaming at him in practice. That's what I heard and what I saw, you know. Because they were D'ing up. They were so aggressive, I thought they could have called a foul on every possession.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, it's that energy, though, right? And there is, like you said, the two words, buy-in. And it's the buy-in not only to whatever defensive scheme you're running as a unit, but it's that the full foot on the gas pedal mentality to stay on a string and talk to your teammates. And you have to know what to say. you know, because I coached for a long time. It's like, hey, you got to communicate, but maybe those kids don't know what to say. You know, you got to meet them where they are. And I think that's what's going on, right, with coaches. As I said, you know, they're these rookies are pro ready and they understand.
Look, we're having a little technical on your end. I think you sound underwater. So what we're gonna do? Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me see.
All right. If not, you're a big baller, so we don't want to take up.
No, I'm not. I'm a big baller coming from the Trader Joe's. That's what I'm doing in the car.
So you don't have someone that does that for you?
You know, I should, right?
Contact Kevin Sheehan. I'm a personal friend of Coach Sheehan's. I'm going to see if I can get Sheehan to let you get his person that he's
Instacart.
Got. Works for him.
They
can do that. You don't need to be
Instacart
out there doing
account.
That.
Yeah, give me his Instacart code.
I will do that.
Sent to the house.
You know, he's a huge Terps fanatic.
So funny.
Yeah, he's a
huge. Oh, really?
Oh, my God, yeah. Big booster. Coach Sheehan.
Okay.
Yeah, no question. No, I'm excited for you. Look, I've covered bad teams. So why sympathize with you and anybody in the business? Because I covered the Burgundy and Gold, and they were terrible. It's hard on the people that cover it. Because, see, you watching this crap, but you ain't making the checks they make. See, so it's a difference.
Listen, I don't know, and I'm not saying it's better or worse or anything like that, but I just love the game. Like, I understand the piece and the process of getting better. And I think, you know, motherhood has taught me a lot of patience, you know,
you better believe it.
three kids of my own, you know, so, and coaching, I think, gives you a taste of what patience is.
Oh, you'll be back.
And, you know,
I'd bet on it. No, seriously.
I don't know.
No, I do.
When I hear you
and I see, it's all over you.
It is. Everyone keeps telling me that. But there's also, for me, there's a joy and there's an understanding that, you know, while there is frustration in, you know, wanting to win every single game.
I know it.
Tough,
that's what I love
obviously.
About you. You have no sympathy for the opposition. It's killer.
No, I don't.
It's killer instinct. And I love hearing it. And I watch it. I go, she can't do this much longer because it'll be too frustrating for her being this and not being able to. And I think the Olympic stuff has a lot to do with it. I really do. I've been, you know, I can honestly say I've been watching you most of my life. So when I see and hear you, I'm so proud. And I just go, because she got pure dog in her. You know what I mean?
I really do.
I know you're sick. And I love that because I can hear
it. Nobody believes me, man.
No, I can hear it.
Nobody believes me because I'm like, you know, people think even as a player, people thought I was dainty, but on the inside, I wasn't like that.
No, I
like,
know.
I don't care what the outside looks like. The inside is a different story.
Yeah. No, you're
like,
straight.
You know, I like to wear my heels and all things. But,
no,
nails
you got to be a lady.
All that, but
that doesn't prohibit
nothing,
you from being a lady.
The inner workings are a little
dog.
Different than
straight
what it looks
dog.
Like on the outside.
Straight dog.
It's fun stuff.
I think of you often. I'm proud of you. Keep doing your thing. Our DC Divas right now. Our pro women team, they're staring at it, going after it in Canton, Ohio, upcoming. I love it that we appreciate it. You know, before, for me, it was just women's soccer. Loved watching the soccer. That's the game that I don't really see gender in. I mean, it's just more even. And now hoops off Coach Weller, watching Maryland, watching Virginia. We've had some powerhouse women's teams in our our vicinity. And and now with what's going on with the W, I'm so excited because you can see it. They're not doing it now. Caitlin being injured, and I hate it, but it's one of the best things that could happen because she has done her part. It's a tsunami, and she's not there, and they're still coming out. The numbers are still big, and the team is winning. And it's a good time. It's a good period for women in sports. And with this flag coming up, man, I'm really excited about it because it's the balance. There's no way you can produce the mothers that have been produced in this country and they not be able to play a sport. Are you kidding me? I mean,
they're moms hooping in the W.
But they're just tough. tough,
yeah,
and resilient, talented,
yep,
and just needed a chance. So appreciate you.
Yeah.
Won't take no more of your time. Oh. I know you got to go do a TED talk. You like Chris Russell over here. He's our resident celebrity. So,
so we know
what it's all about. Thank you for doing this.
That's all love.
I got my eye on you.
I appreciate it.
I'll be back.
I appreciate that.
You got
all right.
All right.
Thank you guys so much.
No, thank you. That was awesome.
Go DC.
Yes, go DC. Super producer Anthony. Boy, you got your Rolodex.
Hey, man.
Wow.
What can I say, Doc?
Oh, I can say it. Go and do your thing, man. Do your thing. It is 6:45 at the nation's capital. Let us take a quick break. Back with more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Oh, Sookie. 6:32 in the nation's capital. Now, I'm aging gracefully, as I might add, but I do feel always strange, and I can't look at our next guest without laughing, because every time I look at her, I start cracking up, because I saw her high school career. She was a flat-out beast, and when I say dominant, see, you don't understand what I mean by dominant. Shaquille O'Neal-type dominance. I mean, she was like, but shooting it like Jokic. And she was, and I'm telling you, man, and she's in high school, and I'm covering it. And resting, she's a terror. She's a champion. And when I love to hear her talk about the game, because you know she's a beast. When you watch her describe a game, it's physical, and it's energy. And now she's got a product with these young Mystics that I love watching her work. Christy Winter Scott joins the show, the Hoffman Show, DOC, DHN. My dear, you know I'm not lying. I love watching you do your thing on the floor as a turtle, a champion, but you are smoking it on the microphone, and it looks like you've got a product right now that is worthy of your expertise.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, thank you for all of the kind words. I certainly appreciate it, and that is true because we just laugh for about 10 seconds before we even say anything when we see each other.
I love it.
No, I appreciate it. But, yeah, these young mystics, I'm going to tell you what, there's no quit. And they have this mentality that they are fearless and ready for the moment, and they've proven it time and time again. So it's truly a joy for me to sit there as a witness and also to describe what is unfolding in front of our very eyes. But it's just thrilling to see what's happening with the Mystics this year.
I don't know at their age if they mm-hmm. how far they go historically. I know when I played, we knew who was doing the games. I think right. It creates pressure, especially for the big. Eriefin is so, she is so fun to watch for me because she's an athletic big.
Yeah.
That is so versatile. And I know I'm not taking away anything from homegrown Chicago. That's more Rodman-like. This girl here is so athletic. She's a dual threat because she can beat you two ways or so. And she didn't have to do it alone. You got size. You've got guard play. They didn't do as well against the purple and gold in their last outing, but they understood why. They got kind of caught off a little adrenaline high of those two big wins. And so they were riding that crest. And L.A. just flat out trapped them, put them in a trick bag, and they couldn't get out. But I'm already looking forward to the rematch following the All-Star game. So you tell me, why is this team different?
This team is different because, number one, they have depth, and I think that has been a key. They have health. I think that is also a key. And they have great leadership, right? And I think leadership starts in the front office, and then it trickles on down to the coaching staff. But then the leaders who are actually on the floor, the vets, I think they have done an incredible job as being just great teachers of the blueprint of what it takes to win. And that doesn't mean, and you know, you've coached and played, you understand, you know, just because you know what to do doesn't mean that it always results in a win in the win column, but you get wins with what you understand a little bit better. And going to what your point was, you know, about the LA game yesterday, it was, you know, they had to learn. They were getting blitzed. Sonia Citron was getting blitzed. You know, they were trying to get the basketball out of Brittany Sykes' hands right there over the half-court line and putting her in the coffin corner in a blitz, right? So it was a lot. But I think that is going to help them moving forward to understand what not to do. So that in and of itself is a win, if you're with me on that notion.
Yeah.
But I just think that's why this team is so good. And I think you have a player like Brittany Sykes who is a dog. She's had her fair share of injuries, but she has the persistence. And it's team first. And you just hear and watch her in practices, and, you know, you're just amazed with how well she explains everything. Same for Steph Dolson, who was a champ, in the WNBA in Chicago. So, I mean, you have these great teachers of the game who are also wearing a uniform. So I think all of it encompasses solid leadership, but I think that's what I've seen the most, right? And those rookies are sponges when it comes to taking in the information and not just taking it in, but actually trying to do it. Whether they're successful with it or not, they're going to try, and they're going to put it on the floor. And if they don't get it on that first try, they're going to do it 10 more times until they get it right. And I just think that there's a lot to be said for that type of mental resilience and fortitude.
Yeah, Shakira Austin. I mean, she beast. Another one. And you got size. You know, some teams are good and they have incredible guard play or shooters, but you're big and you're athletic. Yeah. And as you mentioned with Slim cutting things up, it's got to be exciting going into the break. And I am glad, as you mentioned repeatedly, that they come out and they see the sparks again so we can measure.
Yeah.
You know, where 11-11, what does that mean? I just think it means that they're all have bought in. Now, I haven't always been the most enthusiastic person when it comes to the men's side, because I keep hearing for years defense, and they don't play a lick of it. Okay. And then with this new regime coming in, I hear it, and I put on the boob tube the other day, and I lost my mind in the basement.
Hello. Yeah, I love it. And the man came down there listening.
No. You know what I heard? I heard Gary Williams and John Thompson screaming at him in practice. That's what I heard and what I saw, you know. Because they were D'ing up. They were so aggressive. Yeah. I thought they could have called a foul on every possession.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, it's that energy, though, right? And there is, like you said, the two words, buy-in. And it's the buy-in not only to whatever defensive scheme you're running as a unit,
right?
But it's that the full foot on the gas pedal mentality to stay on a string and talk to your teammates. And you have to know what to say. You know, because I coached for a long time. It's like, hey, you got to communicate, but maybe those kids don't know what to say. You know, you got to meet them where they are. And I think that's what's going on, right, with coaches. As I said, you know, they're these rookies are pro ready and they understand.
Look, we're having a little technical on your end. I think you sound underwater. So what we're going to do?
I do.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me see.
All right. If not, you're a big baller, so we don't want to take up.
No, I'm not. I'm a big baller coming from the Trader Joe's. That's what I'm doing in the car.
So you don't have someone that does that for you?
You know, I should, right?
Kevin Sheehan. I'm a personal friend of Coach Sheehan's. I'm going to see if I can get Sheehan to let you get his person that he's got.
Instacart.
Works for him. They can do that. You don't need to be out there doing that.
Yeah, give me his Instacart code.
Yeah, I will do that.
Sent to the house.
You know, he's a huge Terps fanatic.
So funny.
Yeah, he's a huge.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, yeah. Big booster, Coach Sheehan.
Okay.
Yeah, no question. No, I'm excited for
is
you.
That
look,
better?
I've covered bad teams. So why sympathize with you and anybody in the business? Because I covered the Burgundy and Gold, and they were terrible. It's hard on the people that cover it. Because, see, you watching this crap, but you ain't making the checks they make. See, so it's a difference.
No, listen, I think I don't know, and I'm not saying it's better or worse or anything like that, but I just love the game. Like, I understand the peace and the process of getting better, and I think, you know, motherhood has taught me a lot of patience, you know.
Oh, you better believe
with three kids of my own, you know, so... And coaching, I think, gives you a taste of what patience is.
Oh, you'll be back.
And, you know,
I'd bet on it. No, seriously.
I don't know.
No, I do. When I hear you and I see, it's all over you.
It is. Everyone keeps telling me that. But there's also, for me, there's a joy and there's an understanding that, you know, while there is frustration in, you know, wanting to win every single game.
I know it.
Tough,
that's what I love
obviously.
About you. You have no sympathy for the opposition. It's killer.
No, I don't.
It's killer instinct. And I love hearing it. And I watch it. I go, she can't do this much longer because it'll be too frustrating for her being this and not being able to. And I think the Olympic stuff has a lot to do with it. I really do. I've been, you know, I can honestly say I've been watching you most of my life. So when I see and hear you, I'm so proud. And I just go... Because she got pure dog in her. You know what I mean?
I do. I really do.
I know you're sick. And I love that because I can hear it.
Nobody believes me, man.
No, I can hear it.
Nobody believes me because I'm like, you know, people think even as a player, people thought I was dainty. But on the inside, I wasn't like that.
No, I know.
I don't care what the outside looks like. The inside is a different story.
Yeah. No, you're
like,
straight.
You know, I like to wear my heels and all things. But,
my
nails
done. You got to be a lady.
And all that, but.
That doesn't prohibit you from being a lady.
The inner workings are
straight
a little
dog.
Different than
straight
what it looks
dog.
Like on the outside.
Dog. Listen,
fun stuff.
I think of you often. I'm proud of you. Keep doing your thing. Our DC Divas right now, our pro women team, they're staring at it, going after it in Canton, Ohio, upcoming. I love it that we appreciate it. You know, before, for me, it was just women's soccer. Loved watching the soccer. That's the game that I don't really see gender in. I mean, it's just more even. And now Hoops off Coach Weller, watching Maryland, watching Virginia. We've had some powerhouse women's teams in our in our vicinity. And I'm and now with what's going on with the W, I'm so excited because you can see it. They're not doing it now. Caitlin being injured, and I hate it, but it's one of the best things could happen because she has done her part. It's a tsunami, and she's not there, and they're still coming out. The numbers are still big, and the team is winning. And no, it's a good time. It's a good period for women in sports. And with this flag coming up, man, I'm really excited about it because it's the balance. There's no way you can produce the mothers that have been produced in this country and they not be able to play a sport. Are you kidding me? I mean,
Their mom's hooping in the W.
But they're just tough. And resilient, talented, and just needed a chance. So appreciate you. Yeah. Won't take no more of your time. I know you got to go do a TED talk. You like Chris Russell's over. He's our resident celebrity. So, know what it's all about. Thank you for doing this.
I
got my eye on you.
I appreciate it.
I'll be back.
I appreciate that.
You got
it. All right. Thank you guys so much.
No, thank you. That was awesome.
Go DC.
Yes, go DC. Super producer, Anthony. Boy, you got your Rolodex.
Hey, man.
Wow.
Hey, what can I say, Doc?
Oh, I can say it. Go and do your thing, man. Do your thing. It is 6:45 at the nation's capital. Let us take a quick break. Back with more. Boy, that was funny. Let y'all in on a secret. Here on the Hoffman Show, DOC, DHing, over a hot microphone. The young fella asked me, the young fella, for those of you new to the program, is Anthony Haney, a.k.a. Super Producer. And he asked me, hey, man, have you finished Quarterbacks on Netflix? First of all, he's much younger, granted. I said, what? I finished that night because it is so good. The one thing I love about that, I'm binging. So I that was one of those 3 a.m.ers because I had to see it all. Kirk Cousins, once again, Kirk made a lot of money. He can make even more when he gets out of football because he's at the right place at the right time. It's not accidental. And he's authentic. And he was on this back-to-back years. He's been on the show.
Which I didn't quite understand. I mean, I
didn't understand it in the beginning, but I appreciate that he was. I hope he's on next year, too. Because that means he balled out or did something really unusual. Because the circumstances he was in, somebody pays you that kind of money, brings you over, then drafts a young prodigy that high, and yet you go through it. Remember, we were talking about, man, maybe Return of the Dirty Birds until it wasn't. Then the Achilles. Then he has the injury.
Yep.
And everything is clear to see, whether it be Aaron or him. We're going to see it in the NBA. We saw it with Dame Time. That's an injury that is a full year plus.
Yeah, and he hasn't been the same. Like, it's not the same mobility. Like,
not the same. So who did just sit down?
Tyrese Haliburton.
Tyler for Indiana Pacers.
Yep.
When it came out for the year, I said, hallelujah. Stop lying to people. I understand why you lie. You season ticket bump. Haliburton's a star. He's come. No, he's not. No, he's not. I don't want to see Haliburton limping. I want to see the guy who left.
Mm-hmm.
And this injury is no joke. Even in our super drug latent diabolical medical mindsets, and you gotta let nature take its course.
Yeah, I mean he should take his course. I mean take his time, especially Tyrese Haliburton. I think on the NFL side though, it just looks different. Like I think NFL players are more willing to rush back because time in the NFL is a little. Your lifespan
not
and
long.
Exactly.
And the cheddar.
It's not that long.
As B. Mitch refers to, finances, the money is a cheddar.
Yeah.
NBA cheddar.
Man.
Set me out for a year too, Slim. You know what I mean?
You can afford it.
You can afford it, but you can't afford to shorten your career. I think it's just better for everybody. Kirk and Atlanta. Atlanta is going to be, they're interesting to me. They're frightening is the type of potential and talent they have. And this young kid, Penix, I've liked him every time I've seen him. I loved him when he was in the Big Ten. I saw him doing his thing. So, hey, man, we will see. And then there's Joe Burrow and them freaks in Cincinnati on offense.
I haven't finished yet. I'm watching an episode tonight, Doc.
Wow. Oh, so you know? Okay, I won't steal it from you then.
I mean, I already know what sort of kind of happens. Like they don't end up making the playoffs. I just don't know all the extra details because you know I wasn't there. But I know how it ends.
He is, and then he got hurt. It shows you why depth is so important. And you just can't fall in love with your starting 22. Yeah, you can't fall in love with your 22. But we'll see. Tomorrow, we get another chance at this. And I do look forward to it. Here at, you got plans for the night? Well, no, you can't ever talk about what you're going to do when you get home. So we can't put that over the air.
Yeah.
But I'll be watching... I'll be on Netflix with you, trying to check things out, trying to keep it real. But we're going to get up out of here. Appreciate all of you, man. A lot of love. Thanks for Charles Mann, Art Monk and Company. We know we love you back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.